When your wife becomes best friends with your best friend's wife, all your fun is doubled. But if those best friends become a breaking up friends, then it's double trouble, unless you ask Auntie. Today, we are talking about the complicated relationship dynamics when you and your wife's best friends, who are a couple, decide to uncouple. And to help work out who gets what in this potentially very messy split, we have experts at law, I mean aunties, journalist, author and associate editor at Guardian Australia, Bridie Jabbour. Hi, Bridie.
Good morning.
And Life Matters executive producer Lachlan McIntosh. Lockie.
Good morning, Tegan.
You're on the wrong side of the glass today, friend.
Yeah, this is brave new territory for me.
So, Bridie, how are you guys part of like a couple friendship group? Do you have mates who are also in relationships with each other?
Yes, we have a few actually, really close friends who are couples, and even one in particular who actually moved to our suburb because of us a few years ago. And we're very close, and then they've had kids since. Our kids are like cousins together. We pick up, you know, from school childcare, regular lunches, group chats, all that kind of thing.
That sounds ideal. Lockie, do you have couple friends?
Yeah, couple friends. I've always strived and wanted the relationships that the sitcom characters in Friends had, you know, like the drop-in situation. And my friendship group has always, you know, since high school through university and then into work, those relationships have sort of evolved. You used to date in your circle and that could be problematic. And then work comes along and you sort of expand that. And then over time, friends have dropped away, relationships have drifted apart. I've seen, you know, a few messy intergroup relationships. It can be good and bad.
I think what you really want is like the ultimate friend group to evolve from that process. But what we have today in our letter writer's drama is that people are exiting the friend group. So anyway, our letter writer is Steve. He describes himself as a usually level-headed bloke losing his shiz. Steve writes, "Since we were three, my best mate Jake and I have been inseparable. As well as doing a long stint travelling and working overseas after school, we also opened a business together. And when both of us had kids, our families tree changed together to the same small town. Because our kids got along so well, our wives ended up being as close as we were. It worked brilliantly until last year when my wife told me she was leaving me. And Jake's wife, Kylie, chose to stay connected to her as a friend." Okay, aunties, I'm just going to pause there. Bridie, what's jumping out at you about Steve's situation?
Oh, the humiliation. Yeah, I think the being cheated on, it's not just a breakup or a divorce, it's being cheated on. And your wife, and it coming out of the blue and it not seeming that it's mutual. So there would be, you know, a lot of anger there, which is fair enough, and humiliation.
And in a small town as well, right? Like nowhere to hide.
Yeah, and nowhere to hide. And also that this isn't just a friend. This is more like a brother to me. You know, when you've known each other since you were 3 years old, that's very rare to have a friend for that long. And that's much more intertwined than the usual friendship, even the usual very close friendship, I would say.
So, Lockie, if you're being Steve, our letter writer, how are you feeling about your best friend's wife still being mates with your now ex?
It's a hard thing to control. I think the thing that strikes me with this is all of your major support, like your key major support through this time, the first person you text or call is now really off limits to you. And that is so, it puts me off kilter a little bit because not only is it the best friend, but also who's he going to work in with every day, if they've started a business together,
yes,
like you're on either side of the register or whatever they do, either side of the co-working space, and you're looking at this person going like, are you going home and talking about me with your wife? Like I just feel so hurt on behalf of our letter writer here that the main pillar of his support in his life is now someone who is actually someone he can't talk to.
So the situation is already messy. It could get messier. I think, Bridie, you might have done some foreshadowing here because Steve continues saying, "My ex and I split. I figured Jake and I were such good mates that his wife's, Kylie's, friendship with my ex wouldn't bother me. But then when I found out my ex had actually been having an affair 2 years before we separated, and Kylie chose to stay close friends with her even after finding that out. That really stung for me. And Steve says, and now I keep catching myself having a conversation with Jake in my head, telling him how peed off I am that my ex is still in their lives. So yes, there was cheating going on here. Lockie, you're Steve again. Does this news about the affair, Kylie knowing about it ahead of time, does that change how you see Jake's wife Kylie here?
It does for me, I think, because I'd like to think I'm a pretty principled person, right? So if someone has that information and still decides to side with someone, and let's not forget that at some point everyone was friends. So when you have to choose a side when a relationship breaks up, if you have all the information and one person has wronged another person, I think for me it is pretty clear cut that my support and allegiance is going to the person who is the most hurt, who has done the least wrong. That's sort of where I initially go. And it does mar or put a little shadow over my relationship with this person if they know that someone has hurt someone so profoundly and yet they still want to throw their weight behind them just because, I don't know, they have better chats over drinks or like they do a park run together or something. I don't know. That's sort of where I'm coming from here.
Yeah, Bridie, I feel like Kylie, well, no, it's not for me to say. What would you say about Kylie's relationship to the girl code here?
Well, it's not about the girl code. What's a little bit murky to us is how good friends Kylie and the ex-wife are, because it's not as if it's Steve choosing a side. Steve can't control who his wife is friends with. Like, it's a very messy situation when everyone has been so entwined for so long, because I'm not sure, but I assume it's not just about park runs and drinks. I think that those two women are very good friends in and of themselves. And just on choosing sides, would Kylie see it as choosing sides? Because it sounds like she's continuing her friendship with the ex-wife, but that doesn't mean that Steve is being cut off either.
Lockie's looking very thoughtful over this side.
Well, no, I think I take Bridie's point, because, you know, we don't have the full picture of how all of these relationships dynamics work. We know that this person is potentially like losing their best friend and strongest connection in their life, but we have no idea about the wives involved and the best friends they have and how important these relationships are to them or backwards. So it gets a bit murky. I think if we're coming at this from an advice level, the one thing that has not happened is an honest conversation, like actual communication about like, hello, I'm over here a little bit hurt. The way everyone acting is a little bit yucky to me. Could we actually just thrash this out?
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, so what jumped out to me was I keep having conversations in my head with Steve, and I just want to yell, talk to him, like grab him by the shoulders and shake him and say, stop ruminating. You're not going to get anywhere with that. And just talk to him.
Well, there is a part three to this letter. Steve writes, even though Jake's reassured me multiple times I shouldn't ever question where his loyalties lie, last week I was scrolling Insta late at night. Come on, Steve. And a pic popped up of my ex and the guy she cheated on me with, who she's now engaged to, at a party, and behind them were Kylie and Jake. 2 seconds later, the picture disappears, but seeing it felt almost as painful as when my wife told me she was leaving me. I've now started to wonder if maybe Kylie and Jake knew about the affair earlier and never told me. Jake and I meet up most mornings for a run and a coffee, and my instinct is to just stop going, or at least tell him I've seen the picture and I don't see how we can stay friends with my ex still in their lives. But Steve asks, am I cutting off my nose to spite my face? Bridie, you're a big fan of an honest conversation. What do you reckon?
Terrible instinct. I understand the instinct, but terrible instinct to just cut him off. It, you know, that would just keep being even more painful. But I understand the suffering. I think that most of us would know someone who's been cheated on or been cheated on ourselves. And I understand the mindset he's in. Like, it does send you a little bit crazy and obsessive and paranoid. You know, your trust is just has been completely destroyed in probably the person closest to you. So, of course, you start questioning relationships around you. But you can't, especially in a small town, I don't think you can cut off your best friend, your lifetime best friend, because he was in the background of a photo at a party. And I would also suggest muting and blocking every single account that could throw up a picture of your ex-wife.
Yeah, the social media does not do us any favours. Lockie, how do you even start this conversation with your mate?
Well, I think Bridie has encapsulated things really well. If all the information we have is correct, I would like to say that if it turns out that the best friend and the wife knew that there was infidelity, you've already lost your best friend.
Yeah.
By them not coming and telling you that. If it's been going on for years and he was aware and you were not told, that is not your best friend. That is someone who's changed,
true.
And that relationship is actually not what you thought it was. So pop off, queen. Like, you know, small town, sure, but the world's a big place. Find someone else.
But have the conversation. Don't cut him off. Like, you have to ask him directly.
Yes.
That question. You have to ask him that question directly.
Yes.
Steve, you are getting such strident advice from the aunties this morning. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I really hope that you can sort this situation out with your mates. All the very best to you. If you have a question that you would like to ask the aunties, all you have to do is email lifematters@abc.net.au. Chuck Ask Auntie in the subject line. But a big radio round of applause for Guardian Australia, Bridie Jabbour and Life Matters EP, Lachlan McIntosh.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.